Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foytak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foytak. And now, play ball. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Foytak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Foytak covering, for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jimenez moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Jimenez moves to third. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Askew reaches second base with a double. Jimenez scores. Cimoli goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dan Fister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Dan Fister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fister is 0 for 1 in the game. Fister bunts towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. As Q moves to third, Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. As Q scores, Tartabull moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to third for the out. Jimenez moves to second. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimolai hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Ron Nischwitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nischwitz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Nischwitz reaches third base with a triple. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Nischwitz scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. John Wyatt now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Charles reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 3 in the game. Simulai hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nischwitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Nischwitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fernandez moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Joe Askew. Billy Consolo pinch hits for John Wyatt. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo bunts towards the mound. Nischwitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. One out. George Alozic pinch hits for Jose Tartabull. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. Lump moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 4 in the game. Cimoli bunts towards the mound. Nischwitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Ron Klein now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McDevitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDevitt hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Ron Klein. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Don Button pinch hits for Bill Bruton. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Jake Wood pinch runs for Don Button. Granny Hamner now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fernandez moves to third. Wood moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Wood scores. Kaline moves to third. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cash is walked intentionally. Colavito moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Colavito moves to third. Cash moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.